USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After refusing to do so on several occasions before reporters yesterday, President Trump did make some remarks concerning the death of Senator John McCain during a dinner last night with evangelical leaders at the White House. President Trump saying he appreciates the many things McCain did for our country. Earlier in the day, his daughter Ivanka Trump was speaking about the senator who passed away on Saturday.
Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment, her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
An American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Blueprints for 3D guns will stay off the internet for now as a federal judge in Seattle decided to extend a block on publishing the instructions online. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Saying NAFTA is no more, President Trump is hailing a new trade agreement between the United States and Mexico, which he's calling the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. Trump announcing it at the White House yesterday afternoon as the Mexican president was on speakerphone. Saying through a translator here, he hopes Canada will be included in the deal.
It is our wish, Mr. President, that now Canada will also be able to be incorporated in all this.
President Trump shared Enrique Peña Nieto's feelings at first, but then said if a trade deal with Canada can't be negotiated, he'll put tariffs on their auto imports. The man accused of killing two people at a weekend video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, before killing himself, had a history of mental health problems. Records show David Katz was treated for psychiatric issues at least as early as the age of 12. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Arizona and Florida holding primary elections today. In Arizona, three GOP candidates are looking to replace retiring Republican Senator Jeff Flake, the winner to face off against Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema in November. In Florida, voters will choose a candidate to replace Governor Rick Scott. That Republican is running for Senate. Parody song King Weird Al Yankovic saluted yesterday in Hollywood as he received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, saying during the ceremonies on Hollywood Boulevard that he has one request now.
Please, please don't pickaxe my star, okay, guys? I mean, I know it's all the rage these days, but...
Yankovic referring to the fact that someone had taken a pickaxe to President Trump's Walk of Fame star in July. Weird Al remarking that if at some time in the future he does something monstrous or evil, he'd be okay with someone destroying his star, but until then, he'd like people to just limit themselves to spitting on it. And a company that makes vegetarian food products is suing to stop a Missouri law from taking effect today. It's called Tofurky, and it's suing so it can keep describing its products with terms that kind of sound like meat. The lawsuit says it should be able to sell its hot dogs and sausages as long as the packing makes it clear the stuff is made from vegetables. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.